Hi, this is Annie, and this is my Spoken Sunday. This is the first Spoken Sunday hosted over at Write Anything. I'm going to be reading a first draft of my Friday fiction entitled Silent Lies. Chapped hands ran through graying hair. The woman shook her head again and fumbled for her cigarettes. "Please, Mrs. McCloskey, you've been a neighbour for 5 years. You must have seen or heard something." A pen poised over an official notepad. Mrs. Koloski leant against the doorframe and lit her cigarette. She flicked her eyes downward and took a drag of a cigarette, blowing the smoke away from the starched blue uniform. "You gotta understand, she was either cussing or singing, and loud. I was glad for the silence." "The last few days, you must have seen something out of the ordinary." "I heard the little 'un pattering around, turning on the telly too loud and crying, but there was nothing different about that." Stern eyebrows lifted and eyes narrowed. Mrs. Koloski took another drag of her cigarette, refusing to look at the questioner in the face. "She leaves that child by itself for hours at a time while she goes off turning a trick or being all drugged up. I used to go in and look in, but she got real nasty one day. I'd taken the child into my unit and was giving her some toast. And then she came in all rowdy and shouting like I was stealing her kid." She stubbed the spent cigarette out on her door jamb. "I never said anything. Everyone knew she was a druggie and there was bad crowds visiting hours of the night. But I never went in to look at the child again. Figured it wasn't worth getting involved." Mrs. Colossi shrugged and pulled her jacket close together over her generous chest. "Maybe if I was a better neighbour, things might have turned out differently." She shrugged again. Her eyes were drawn to the two stretchers as they bumped and rattled down the corridor and past her landing. A crisp white sheet covered a tiny mound on one. A small tear formed in the crinkling crevices of an eye. She shook her head, trying to dispel vivid images of what might have occurred in the last few days next door. That poor child. Days locked alone with that useless mother of hers, dead, thirsty, hungry. No wonder she wailed so much. Poor little mite. She looked at the police officer for the first time. "You see terrible things on telly and you ask yourself, how's it allowed to happen? Or surely someone must have noticed before it got that bad." "I can tell you now, folks notice. They just say nothing. They lie with their silences." Okay, well, I will see you next week, and I hope you tune in to my Spoken Sundays every week, or pop on over to my Flash Fictions at annieevett.blogspot.com. Bye.